Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for listening on this Wednesday. We're watching the weather again, though it looks like the chances for any heavy downpours or storms are certainly less than they were yesterday. Do you watch Check, Please, on WTTW? The Tribune today reporting that it's ending its run after 20 years. They had hoped for one more, but apparently the two sides unable to come together on an agreement. So Check, Please is wrapping things up. We're talking about schools earlier with Adam Schuster from the Illinois Policy Institute. You know, schools in Chicago start just 5 days from now, and everyone's worried about COVID protocols. The CPS interim CEO Jose Torres told Dr. Allison Arwady that they're ready to open.
So we have a robust team that is doing better than 24-hour contact tracing. They're doing it between 6 and 12 hours.
Yep.
And so what you can expect is that if a student is found to be positive, we will be contacting parents through email or through other means, and then we will follow through with all those people and expecting them to follow their directions from the health providers.
So that's the situation for Chicago Public Schools. As for the state, 4,451 new cases announced today, 40 deaths, additional deaths announced. The 7-day average when it comes to vaccine shots is just over 24,000. There were 28,000 administered yesterday, hopefully a number of them in DuPage County. Karen Ayala joins us now. She is the health department director for DuPage County and has joined us throughout this pandemic, through good times and bad, right? Karen, welcome back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much
for having me. Are we in a good time or a bad time?
I think we are in a transitional time, and, you know, the next couple of weeks will help define which direction we're going.
Well, let's hope we're improving. What's your number situation there now?
So as far as total population vaccinated, we have 68% of our eligible population now fully vaccinated in DuPage, and 86% of eligible residents with at least one COVID vaccine.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so that's 86% of everyone 12 years and over has at least one shot?
Yes.
What are you seeing? Congratulations on that. That's a nice number. What are you seeing as far as they're called the breakthrough cases? I like Bob Surratt's term of outlier cases. Are you seeing a lot of those there? Are you seeing few of them? Or it's kind of hard for us to gauge our risk, you know, if you're vaccinated to that. I know that the infections are minor, but I don't want to get it either way.
Right. So what we're seeing is that out of 100 cases that are identified, less than 10 are in individuals who have received the full vaccination series. And that number holds steady when we look at hospitalizations and deaths as well. So the vaccine provides an extraordinary level of protection.
Karen Ayala is the health department director for DuPage County. But Karen, are you saying that 10% of your hospitalizations, or around 10%, are fully vaccinated?
It's actually less than that. It's over. It's 95% of our hospital cases were in persons not fully vaccinated. And then again, we have about 90% of deceased cases were in persons not fully vaccinated.
And it's my understanding.
However,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Karen. Go ahead.
No. However, when we look deeper in those breakthrough cases, we're seeing a lot of confirmation for CDC and the White House Task Force recent recommendations for both boosters and for that extra dose for immunocompromised individuals.
Right. So in other words, a lot of those breakthroughs that are in the hospital or dying have serious underlying conditions to begin with.
Absolutely.
Which is why we're here to talk boosters, right? You're opening up some mass booster sites now?
We're in the beginning stages of that. So yes, last week when the White House Task Force announced that, you know, they were putting the pin in the calendar for September 20th as the deadline to get all of the necessary approvals in place for us to begin providing those boosters, we began our planning. So we are in the throes of that right now and hope to have as much success and plan to have as much success with our booster vaccination sites as we did with the original round.
Well, I would say 86% with at least one shot is pretty successful. So good luck with the boosters. I know we'll check in again before it's over, Karen.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Karen Ayala, the Health Department Director for DuPage County. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to revisit an interview that John Williams did earlier today with an ex-Army member of the Army, Chris McClanathan. I'll have to work on that pronouncer. We'll get it when we come back. But he's working to help get one of his translators out of Afghanistan. So we'll clear that up coming up. First, here's Mary with the weather and traffic.